KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A Durban man says there's been no justice for his late mother nearly 2 years after she was struck by a truck. Cato Manor resident Drupati Demrugaram and a friend were walking to a senior citizens meeting in Bonela when the incident happened. In CCTV footage sent to Newswatch, the elderly woman can be seen walking on the side of a residential road. Moments later, the 74-year-old appears to lose her balance and is hit by a truck. Her son, Sanjeet Pithan, says he was alerted by his friend.
He ran up my driveway, he was crying. And then I asked him what happened. He doesn't want to say me what happened. He told me I must come with him. So I jumped into his car, and when I came up the road, in the next road, then I see my mom was on the floor. She was dead.
KZN police say a case of culpable homicide is currently being investigated. However, Pithan claims police have dragged their feet in the case, with no one held accountable or arrested in the 21 months since the incident.
It's affected our lives terribly. My mom used to look after my kids. It has caused family friction.
The Department of Agriculture has today begun rolling out foot and mouth disease vaccines with a strong focus on KZN. The current outbreak was traced back to a livestock auction in northern KZN and has since affected some farms in Newcastle and Bergville. Vaccines have now been sent to state vets in KZN, as well as Gauteng, the Northwest, and in Mpumalanga. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says the vaccinated animals will be safe to eat in 6 weeks.
I'm sure that people have noticed the price of beef has gone up quite substantially, and that's as a result of supply and demand. Obviously, there was an outbreak at one of the bigger feedlots that supplies into the meat industry in South Africa, and that's obviously led to a compromise on the quantity of beef that is available. I think it's very important to re-emphasize that red meat in South Africa is absolutely safe to eat.
Moving to Gauteng, 12 SANDF members arrested in connection with the murder of a Hawks officer have made their first appearance in court. Frans Matiba was killed when assailants opened fire on his vehicle near the Hammanskraal Toll Plaza in 2023. Newswatch's Masichaba Sefolaro reports.
All 12 accused are members of the SANDF, two of whom were arrested on Sunday at the OR Tambo International Airport and Centurion, respectively. The deceased, Frans Matiba, was attached to the Serious and Organized Crime Investigation Unit of the Hawks, probing crimes against the state. At the time of his death, he was investigating the 2022 abduction of an alleged ISIS leader from the Mall of Africa in Midrand. The accused faced charges of kidnapping and murder.
And finally, South Africa's national bird, the blue crane, has been uplisted from near threatened to vulnerable. This means the bird now faces a high risk of extinction in the wild. Dr. Christy Craig from the Endangered Wildlife Trust says the latest data shows a troubling 44% decline in figures.
These declines are largely due to decreasing breeding success, as well as potential other factors such as power line collisions and poisoning. We have done a conservation plan.
Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 20, Richards Bay 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhyal.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The British and Irish Lions lost to Argentina. Not a reflection for the upcoming tour. According to the Wallabies, new Liverpool signing Jeremy Frimpong expecting fellow signing Florian Wirtz to shine in the Premier League. And the Proteas women face the West Indies tonight in the T20 series decider.